Well, folks, this is Carl Valeri with the Stuck Mike Avcast, broadcasting for Sun and Fun Radio, and I'm standing next to this really gorgeous-looking Pitts, and it's owned by Bill Finnegan. And Bill, this is a nice machine. Tell us a little bit about it and what you do with it.
Well, this is actually a 2009 model built in Afton, Wyoming. It's a Pitts two-place model S2C. It's a certified airplane, and it's fully aerobatic. And what we do with it is actually spend a lot of time teaching people how to fly it and do aerobatics.
Well, you know, there's a perception out there, if you can fly a Pitts, you can fly anything. That's what my friends always say. And if you can land a Pitts especially, do you think you could teach me how to land a Pitts?
We can teach anybody that will listen how to land a Pitts, and it will be the greatest thing you've ever done. I guarantee you can't get out of the airplane without a smile on your face.
Well, they can't see this, but I'm smiling already. I would just love to jump in this thing. Now, tell me a little bit about this aircraft as far as like useful load, the power, et cetera. You know, can you and I get in this aircraft?
Yes, we can get in here. Normally, when we fly aerobatics, we'll both have parachutes on. And our limit will probably be a diminished fuel load so that we practically will only fly for an hour session. But the plane doesn't even know that it has a load in it.
Right. Now, how much can you load this up?
The book says that you can put 1,700 pounds in it.
17. Okay, how about G-loading? How much?
Well, the deal will tell you that you can have a plus 6G, minus 5G. That's what it's certified to. But I will tell you, as a matter of fact, if you look at the planes after they finish an air show, if they haven't reset their G-meter, it's usually pegged out. Peg goes beyond 10.
Wow. Now, do you get to go out and do some air shows yourself?
Yes, I fly air shows each year. Flown air shows almost 40 years now.
Oh, wow. And the name of the business?
Well, it's Dent Air, D-E-N-T, only because I was a dentist. And I thought I would parlay that into this. And it's sort of a monocle name that people will remember because they might think I dent airplanes.
You know, honestly, that's what I thought at first, is maybe you were denting airplanes, but no.
But the point is, you'll remember the name.
That's for sure. I did remember the name. Now, where are you located? Say someone wants to try out a Pitts.
We're located in Annapolis, Maryland at Alpha November Papa Airport. And a little competition with the airplane flying. But we fly every day of the week except Sunday. And it's just still a hobby with me, although it's a business.
Well, let me ask you this. Say somebody who's just getting into aerobatics, what kind of advice would you give that person? Just starting off, never done a loop, a roll, or anything.
Well, that's actually the person I love to teach, because then I don't have to unlearn a lot of the things that they may have picked up along the way. My advice is to come to me or any good instructor, well-known instructor, and fly for just an hour. Don't buy a course. Don't feel like you're committed to something that you may not like. And not everybody likes it. But if you like it, it's the greatest thing you can do with your clothes on.
You know, I tell you, I love aerobatics. Love flying upside down, spins, rolls. Not very good at it yet. Don't have much practice. But I would love to get with you and go and fly this. And I'm definitely going to call you up and go fly. Now, here at Sun and Fun, are you going to be here all week?
I'm here all the way through the end of the show, but we will not be flying this airplane here this year. There is a Pitts available for rides out on the flight line. Freddie Cabanas or his son, and they fly every year here. They're great to fly with. Or they can give us a call and find us on the web, find us various ways. They look up Aviat Aircraft. They will find that they have a list of the dealers, and I'm the national dealer for the Pitts.
Oh, great. Now, where can they find you, our listeners that are listening over Sun and Fun Radio, on the field here? How can they find you?
Okay, we're very close. We're in the commercial exhibit area, directly across from Cessna, directly across from the FAA two-story high building. Right on the corner, can't miss us, Aviat Aircraft.
And, it's pretty exciting being out here listening to those airplanes and looking at this right here, and I'd love to be up there doing that. and can't wait for you to maybe teach me a few of those maneuvers. Is there anything else you want to tell our folks about this aircraft before we go?
Not really. I think a lot of people can look up online and see the details, or stop by the booth here and we'll be glad to show it to them, explain anything they want to know about it.
Well, I tell you, there's nothing that attracts somebody that like a biplane. I tell you, this is just it's a great, gorgeous looking plane. He keeps it well maintained, and I like the coloring. I like the red, of course, it stands out, and you can't miss this, and it's exciting just looking at it. And I invite anybody to come by. He's a great person to talk to, and you'll learn so much. By the way, you have a few hours instructing, you had mentioned. About how many hours are?
Well, logged, I don't know how many total hours I have, but I have over 15,000 logged in a pits, just instructing.
15,000 in a pits. Wow, that's great. So you know a few things about it.
I hope I do.
Terrific. Well, heck, it was great talking to you, and I invite anybody here at Sun and Fun, come on out here right near the FAA building. You can't miss it. It's right on the corner. It's the biplane. It's the pits. It's good looking. It's red. And you really need to come over and talk to him. Great guy. Again, this is Carl Valeri with Sun and Fun Radio reporting right here at Bill Finnegan's Pits S2C.
Great being with you.